Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. The Lord is great and he's greatly
to be praised.
We thank God for everything that has been said and done thus far. Amen. Now we're going to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the word of the Lord, because we know it is the word that is going to keep us. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I would just my mind quickly, amen, took off on its own, and I began, amen, to quickly search the scriptures concerning Jesus' life on earth, amen. And for some reason, I don't know why, amen, but I came to the conclusion, amen, that I have not read anywhere in the Gospels, amen, where Jesus himself, amen, was actually sick, was worn down and,
amen,
disabled, incapacitated. I said, there's something in this thing now. I got, amen, I'm feeling this thing. I'm feeling something in this now. I'm feeling this thing. And we got that same Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It made me feel good, Minister Bill. Praise
amen.
The Lord. I mean, it just came to my mind. I don't know why, but maybe God wanted me to say it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
Amen. I said, my God, what a man. What a man. Amen. And I want to be just like that man. I want to be prepared. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our attention, amen, to Matthew. Amen. The gospel according to Matthew, amen, chapter 13. Amen. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Verses 1, 2, and 3. And the scripture reads, amen, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And verse 3 declared, and he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Lord God, we give you praise and we give you thanks again for this opportunity to hear your word. Not only to hear it, but to receive it with joy. And having received it, to act upon it, to do all that you have commanded of us, so that you would give both the praise and the glory out of our lives, O Lord God. And we thank you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is part 8. Amen. Asking the question, are you prepared? Amen. In part 7, amen, we started examining amen, the last type of soil, amen, that Jesus points out, amen, in this chapter, in verse 8, where he said, but other, talking about the seed, talking about the word, other fell into good ground. Amen, the seed, the word of God, fell into good ground, and when it fell into good ground, it did what? It brought forth fruit.
Yes,
some and hundredfold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Isn't that right? Amen. And I explained, amen, that the word good in the Greek means excellent in its nature and characteristics, and therefore it is well adapted to its end. Praise the Lord. In other words, if it's corn, then it's going to be good corn. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. It's yellow and sweet to the taste. Praise the Lord. Amen. And its end purpose is to feed and reproduce. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. And in producing, it did become precious. It becomes useful, it becomes suitable, it becomes commendable and admirable. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. And so this is what good soil is all about. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm good soil.
Neighbor, I'm good soil.
I'm good soil. Amen. It causes the seed to sprout, amen, grow, and to produce more seeds. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Then you see yourself as a seed in good ground, then you can see yourself multiplying. Amen. Others just like you. Can I get a witness? Amen. It then produces a harvest. Isn't that right? Amen. The good soil, first of all, hears God's message. It hears God's message. It accepts that message, and it allows that message to grow and change them completely. Am I right about it? Amen. And finally, then, it takes that message, and it gives it away to others. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Just like that seed, that corn, it grows, it produces, it reproduces. Amen. Amen. Then it begins to feed you, and then it can feed others. Isn't that right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so then seed in good soil, amen, makes a huge difference, does it not? Amen. Instead of speaking emptiness, sickness, and weakness, it causes us to speak what? Fullness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wellness and power. That's what it calls us to do. Amen. Glory to God. I like that fullness, wellness, and power. Amen. And so I ask again, at what level are you producing? Amen. Can you produce more, amen, than what you are producing now? Can you produce more, amen, than what you are producing now, praise the Lord. If not, then you need to get more word and you need to obey it. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. We need to allow the word to reign supreme in our lives. Oh, glory to God. If we allow it to do what it is designed to do, I guarantee you everything we'll be all right. Amen. It doesn't mean life won't have bumpy roads, but it means that you'll be able to navigate the rough places and get to where God wants you to be. Oh, I wish I had a praying church here. Amen. Saints, we are supposed to be fruit bearers, not lazy, not slacking, not procrastinating, not stingy, not uncaring, and not unfruitful, but committed to the thing that has to do with the kingdom of God. Amen. Let me share some useful things. Can I, amen, that'll help you put God first in your life. These things will help us put God first in our lives. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Amen. The first thing I want to submit to you is start tithing and giving.
All right.
Start tithing and giving. If God doesn't have your pocketbook, He surely doesn't have your heart. Oh, yeah. If He ain't got your pocketbook, He ain't got your heart. So you know we're close to our pocketbooks. Oh, yes. Amen. We finicky about our pocketbook. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So if you are not giving God the first part of your income or increase, then you're only fooling yourself if you think or believe that you're putting Him first. You can't be. And the first thing you said, this is mine, this is all mine, and I'll do what I want to do with it. You ain't putting God first. Don't fool yourself. Praise the Lord. And if you were putting God first, you'd give it all back to Him. But He didn't ask for it all back. He said, just cut the chain off and toss and give me that. And I'll make that native work for you. Praise the Lord. Now let that native just give me a sacrificial offering. And I'll make whatever left work for you. Amen. If you're going to put in faith, give him what's his.
That's right.
Right? It's the Lord and the Father thereof. And all they that dwell therein. I'll be remiss to say this is mine. Lord God have mercy. Tithing is the biblical command to give God the first what? 10% of your income. That means before you pay Uncle Sam and before you pay the bills, you give 10% of what God, amen, you give 10% to God, and he promises that the remaining 90% will be sufficient to meet your needs.
Amen.
And I'm here to declare that 90% will more than meet your need. It's certainly greater than 50%, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, yeah. And I submit to you, my friend, that grace demands even more.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Grace demands much more. Amen. I say, amen, of the 10%. Amen. God's word is law. And if we won't tithe, then we can claim the blessing that tithing produces.
That's right.
We can't claim it. We can't claim that. Praise the Lord. If we won't tithe, we can't claim the blessing that tithe produces. Isn't that right?
Right?
Amen. Glory to God. Tithing started, listen, before the law. It remained during the law. And it has not been abolished even today. Certainly in no place where I have read in the book. So if it was there before the law, how can anyone say it's not required anymore? That's a lie from the pit. That's what the devil would tell us. Praise the Lord. But first mention is before the law. Praise the Lord. That's the doctrine of first mention. It's there before the law. Praise the Lord. How we doing?
Good.
Amen. Glory to God. So therefore, if you're not a tither, then I can't tell you or promise you that the Lord will rebuke the devourer for your sake. That's a blessing of the tither.
That's right.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. I can't tell you that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room to receive. That's a blessing of the tither.
Yes, yes.
That's in the word. Amen. Glory to God. These are blessings for the tithers, my friend. And I cannot claim God's blessing for anything that I am not obeying. I can't do it. It just won't make any sense.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you prepared? The second thing is this. Start giving sacrificially.
All right.
Start giving sacrificial offerings above and beyond your tithe.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Sacrificially. You're making a sacrifice. And I realize that this is totally the opposite of our behavior because we won't do it. We won't do it. I don't know why we get so satisfied with saying, well, Lord, I gave you the tithe. And I don't unroll this tight $2-3 bill I got. I'm going to put that in there. Amen. I want you to be well pleased with me. I said, my God. Look, when you start giving sacrificially, you are saying to God that I would rather have Jesus than anything this world has to offer. That's what we're saying. Oh, yeah, I'd rather have Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. I realize it's healed. He didn't have to give me anything.
That's right.
I can wake up tomorrow and be homeless.
That's
just
right.
Like that.
Amen.
You don't believe me? Ask Joe.
Uh-huh.
He'll say he won't burn down around me.
Right.
In a moment of notice. In a moment of notice. Lord have mercy. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. Very familiar passage, chapter 9. Verse 6, 7, and 8. And it declares this. But this I say, he which soweth what? Sparingly shall reap also what?
Sparingly.
In other words, give a little, get a little. That's the principle of sowing and reaping. Give a little, get a little. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap how?
Bountiful.
Oh yeah, sow a lot, reap a lot. Isn't that something? That makes sense to me. Praise the Lord. Verse 7 said, every man according as he purposed in his heart. And I want you to know our purpose sacrificially. He said, so let him give. Not what? Grudgingly or of necessity. Praise the Lord. We ain't making nobody do nothing here. We ain't twisting no arms. We ain't putting no pills at your head. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, well, hey, I know they're going to beg for it. I may work all day. No. Not grudgingly or out of necessity, because God loves what kind of giver?
Cheerful
giver. And verse 8 then declares that God then is able to make all grace. Somebody say unmerited favor. All grace abound toward us, that we may what? Have all sufficiency. All sufficient. Somebody said that's enough. Mm-hmm. In something.
All.
In all things. More than enough in all things. And that we will abound where?
Every good work.
Everything your hand touch. Every good work. It'll turn to gold. It'll give us a Midas touch. In a turn to go. Lord God help us. Huh?
Amen.
Isn't that something? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This is what God calls for. This is what God wants. So if we want, amen, to produce more, amen, then we're going to have to do more. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Because that's the kind of God that we serve. Praise the Lord. We would abound to every, in other words, superficially. Amen. Abound above and beyond. Amen. Every good work. Lord God help me. I wouldn't miss that for nothing in the world. Amen. Listen, if you want a little, then keep giving a little. That's all. That's all the word is saying. If you want a little, keep giving a little. I'm not mad at you, and I won't fall out of fellowship with you. I surely won't. Praise the Lord. You live your life and I live mine. And I'm going to live mine by the faith of God. Lord God, have mercy. Amen. So, what you do is between you and who?
God.
God, sure enough. And so, you don't have to try and convince me that he knows your heart. See, that's one of those kind of get out of jail phrases. Well, you know the Lord knows my heart. But I'm here to tell you, amen, that he does, in fact, know your heart. Praise the Lord. Let me call on Jeremiah 17, verse 9, 10, and 11. Can I call on a witness? I need a witness because I got to stay in the book. Amen. Jeremiah declared the heart is deceitful above all things. Lord help me. It's deceitful. And not only that, but it is desperately
wicked.
Man, it works to be wicked. Y'all didn't know that, did you? It works to be wicked. It's desperately wicked, and who can know it? That's a big question mark there. Who can know it?
God.
Verse 10 says, how the Lord search the heart. Yeah, you talking about, yeah, God knows my heart. You better believe he does, because it is he who searches the heart. Not only that, but he said, I try the reins, the seat of your emotion and your affection. I know where you sit. I know what you're thinking. I know what you are feeling. I know how you are managing. I know what you're giving me. Amen. And what you're not giving me. Praise the Lord. I know it. I try your reins. And even to every man according to his what?
Doing.
Ways. And according to the fruit
of his doing.
Lord God. Boy, that's enough to scare me into heaven. I don't know about you, and verse 11 says, listen to this, I like this. Else the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatches them not. In other words, amen, she gathered a brood which did not hatch and sits on eggs which she has not laid. She didn't hatch them, she didn't lay them, But yet she's sitting there expecting.
Uh-huh.
So is he that getteth riches, and not by what?
Right.
By right or by unjust means. He getteth riches. The Bible said they shall leave them in the midst of his days. In other words, or they will leave him. And at his end, he shall be the what?
A fool.
He shall be a fool. Because he didn't get them right. He didn't get them right. He didn't get them right. Praise the Lord. Amen. A fool for not doing what he should have done. That's what the word is saying. Praise the Lord. It ain't no tongue twister. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because some of us try to get stuff. Amen. Not by the right means. Praise the Lord. Amen. We try to prosper from others. Amen. That we had absolutely nothing to do with. Just like the partridge that's sitting on the eggs. Amen. She didn't lay them. Praise the Lord. And sitting on one and they ain't hatching for them. Praise the Lord. Because they're not hers. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The same it is with our money. That's God's money.
Amen.
God's money. My God, let me give you an example of sacrificial giving. Can I do that?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sacrificial giving, and I'll get you out of here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody may be saying their time is theirs. We're there. Can I call on Mark?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mark chapter 12. Another familiar passage. Verses 41 and through 44, 41 through 44. And they give this account. They give this account. You've heard it before, right? And Jesus said, over against the treasury. Yeah? Amen. And this is where the money was being collected. Amen. I don't know why he decided to do this, but he did it for a reason. Amen. Jesus was in the church every Saturday, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Somebody say, yeah, he was in church every Sunday. If I may use the word synonymous with Saturday. Whatever, the first or the seventh. But he was there. Always. That's what the word said. He was there. And for some reason, he decided to stand by the collection table. Jesus decided to stand by the collection table. Praise the Lord. And he beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in what?
Much.
Much. They threw in much. Amen. Don't you know men of God's people are not rich, amen, but they could give a whole lot more than what they're giving.
Amen.
They're not rich, but they can give a whole lot more than what they're giving. Praise the Lord. Verse 42 said, and there came a certain poor. Somebody said poverty-stricken and needed.
Poverty-stricken
and needed. Amen. The Greek tells us, there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites. Somebody said two small brass coins. Amen. Worth about one half of a cent. One half of a cent. Praise the Lord. And she threw it in there. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it made for a farthing. Amen. Otherwise, half of a cent. Verse 43 says, and he called unto him his disciples. In other words, get over here. You need to hear this. You need to hear and you need to see this. Get over here. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to teach you something. Praise the Lord. And he said unto him, verily I say unto you that this poor, poverty-stricken and needed widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. My God, my God. Come on now, I need to show you something.
Amen.
I'm trying to teach you something here. 44 said, for they did cast in of their what?
Abundance.
Somebody say, with plenty left.
Plenty left.
That's what abundant means. They had plenty left. Plenty left. Praise the Lord. Amen. So they were giving out of what they had, but she of her
want.
Somebody said poverty.
Poverty.
Oh yeah, she of her want, of her poverty, did cast in what?
All she had.
All that she had, even all her living. In other words, that by which life is sustained, resources, wealth, or good. She gave it all. She didn't have nothing left. but herself. Came in and gave it all. Mm-hmm. That's what she needed to sustain life. She gave it all. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Now listen to this. She gave everything. She gave everything. Not without any regards for tomorrow. No regard for tomorrow. She gave everything. Lord God have mercy. Without any regards for her well-being, she gave it all. No doubt, my friend, I'm stopped by to tell you that she trusted in God. Why? Because she was still eating and she had clothes to wear. Isn't that good news?
Yeah.
Amen. No doubt she trusted in God. Yahweh, the indispensable dispenser. Yahweh doesn't run out. He's God. He's God himself. He constantly dispensing. Glory to God, and never running out. He's the one who owns the earth and the fullness thereof, and all of us who dwell in it. She threw in everything. Jesus said, "You disciple, you need to come in and see this. Get up here. I'm going to teach you true sacrificial giving." Lord God, have mercy, huh? If you are the good seed, it's time to start producing as many folds as possible. And perhaps you're satisfied with 30. Maybe you're satisfied with 20. Perhaps 10. But Jesus said some produce 100. My God, listen, the more seed, the more what? Fruit. The more seed, the more fruit. My God, look, I need to stop here. Amen. But there's more to being prepared. Amen. Glory to God. And I'll share it with you next week. Praise the Lord. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. And we want to be well prepared. And we want to produce more. And we want to be close to God. Amen. We got to start doing what God has asked us to do. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, give me more seed so I can produce more. Amen. I don't want to hover around that 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, even 100. Praise the Lord. I want to produce. And I know the only way to produce more is I need more seed. I need more word in my life. The more word I get, the more I can obey God's word. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Because that's what the word is for. To make you obey. To cause you to want to obey. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord asked for it all. He had it all. And I know he's my keeper.
Amen.
And I know he's the indispensable dispenser. How many of you believe that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So in my book, 10% is not enough. In my book and time, it ain't enough. Got to go beyond that. Got to go beyond that. Got to go beyond that. Because I'm crazy that way. Praise the Lord. I tried him. I tested him. And he proved himself. He proved himself in my life. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. I said, Lord, what the people won't do in this ministry, I'll do it. And I never had to do it. But even my word was true. He knew my word. I was trying. I said, they won't. I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. My God, my God. Ain't going to do it. I'm crazy that way. Because I know it's real. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. Father, Lord God, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you thanks. Help us to be prepared, well prepared, oh Lord God, to bear more fruit, to bear more fruit, to bear more fruit. In order to do it, Lord God, we have to receive more seed. We need more seed. We need more word. We need more word. And we need to be obedient to your word, oh Lord God, so we can produce Lord God, a hundredfold. We can have that full harvest in our lives, oh Lord God. We can go beyond the 30 or the 60, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Oh, help us to be prepared and to freely give unto you, to freely tithe and to freely make sacrificial offering, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to try your word that's been proven and tested, oh God, and found to be true on every hand in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. Touch your people. Heal your people. Strengthen your people. Deliver your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to grow up in you and all things, oh Lord God, that you would get the praise and the glory and out of our lives. Lord, we love you and we give you praise, oh Lord God. We pray for those who are not here, those who are unable to be here, that you will, Lord God, heal their bodies, strengthen them as well. Those who are watching this telecast, Lord God, whatever they may need, Lord God, help them to call upon your name, to walk upright before you and to live godly, Lord God, that they too may receive your blessing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We love you. We appreciate you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a praise.